Welcome to the Reliable Podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, you might have come across the situation as well. You've got a customer, they've discussed their needs for products or services, you've agreed to supply those needs. But in this case, the timeline is very short. You've sent across the quotation, but you know you need to deliver maybe a week later. And given the fact that you still need to do the vendor onboarding and you need the purchase order and so on and so forth, you then think, okay, well, let's just speed that process up. Then comes the situation where the day before, or maybe even the night before the supposed delivery date, you realize that a lot of these things have not been done. The vendor sign up is in process, but you haven't yet got the confirmation. And the customer might have even have sent you an email with the shopping cart showing you that they have raised the purchase order, but you don't yet actually have your purchase order appearing in the procurement portal of the company that you are signing up with. Question, do you deliver or do you pull the plug at the last minute and say, look, hang on a minute, you haven't done your part of the deal, therefore I won't deliver?
Yeah, we're all keen as service providers to get customers, and sometimes we're so delighted to have a customer ask us for a service that we don't come to the question of how we're actually going to get paid until rather later in the day. And we suffer from what I call vendor's remorse when we realize that we haven't dotted those I's and crossed those T's. So insofar as we can, we need to be clear what steps we need to go through with the customer to make that receivables transaction a clean transaction. The first thing is, if most of your customers are giving you business at the last minute, then you might want to look at your sales process. But let's just assume, because ideally you spend longer acquiring customers and you have time during that period of acquisition to establish the importance of getting paid on time as part of your overall value proposition and to do the following things. First of all, to understand from the customer's side what are the things that they require, which might be, you know, a vendor agreement of some kind, which might be putting you into their computer system as a licensed supplier, which might be a bunch of other things to do with conforming with their invoice presentation requirements and so on, and where you send it and all those kinds of things. They need to tell you that, and you need to understand that, and you then need to go through a process where all of those things are agreed before you finally commit to delivering the good or service.
Yes, and some of these things obviously have to happen sequentially. You can't ask for a purchase order when you're not even onboarded, right? So there's a step-by-step flow. And again, you know, we all think, okay, you know, I've listened to Simon and Mark talk about this on the previous Reliable podcasts. I know that there are these steps required. But because of the time pressure, you know, the client wants it next week. There may not be enough time to get the vendor onboarding, to get the purchase order. Should you just say it? No, sorry.
No, it makes overwhelming sense to have a checklist, and we've talked about this, which you can honestly discuss with your prospective client. The thing you need to understand, though, is that the person that you're talking to, who is i.e. the person that's procuring your good or your service, who might be the head of a department, who might be all sorts of, is not necessarily going to have that intimate an acquaintance with the minutiae of his internal payment processes, particularly if it's a very large company. So you need a license from that individual to get to understand what the hurdles are. So he may need to refer you to somebody else who understands what the payables process is and can tell you what hurdles you need to have jumped before your invoice can be accepted and who then is responsible for processing it and signing it off. If you're not equipped with that basic knowledge, then it's very likely, even if the customer is ready, willing, and able to pay you in a timely fashion, that once you've delivered your good or your service, you will not be able to get payment because the necessary things will not have been done to enable the customer to pay you. And you know, we talk about always assuming ignorance before we assume malice. So more often than not in these cases, it's that the necessary things have not been done. So find out what the necessary things are by developing an internal checklist that you use, which says, do we need to do this, Mr. Customer? Do we need to do that? What are the things that we need to do?
Yeah. Yes. And to some extent, these things are quite predictable, because particularly when dealing with large customers, the checklist is going to be fundamentally always the same. You know, get vendor onboarding, get the purchase order, perhaps map those customer relationships that you talked about. You know who in payables you need to call. But then how much time should you allow for each of these steps, given, again, that these things don't happen overnight?
Well, you know, we've talked about a checklist and timing around that checklist. realistically, if I think back to my years of dealing with customers, you know, very large companies can take quite a long time indeed to onboard you as a vendor. I mean, a month or even longer, several months. And ideally, you should be in a situation where you have enough time to do that before you start investing your labor in providing a product or a service. Because once it's provided, the whole conversation becomes much more difficult.
Yes, yeah? And unideally? I mean, unideally?
Well, I think to say you don't have the time. I would think about if you can do it within 3 to 4 weeks, and if you can create a timeline starting with a checklist that says, okay, Mr. Customer, we've had a great initial conversation. We clearly have something, products or services that are going to help you enormously, and we're delighted and we get on very well. And so we'd very much like you to have you as a customer because you're a professional organization. Here are some of the things that we would like to complete with you in order for us to be in a position to do that thing on that day. Yeah? And you then go through your checklist. Now, it's possible, and you've had experience of this, as have I, that the person you're talking to will not necessarily know all the details, in which case you need to have a license from that individual to talk to the person in their yes. organization.
In other words, you need to have the relationship where they will introduce you.
And by having that, first of all, it's the knowledge to navigate their processes and make sure that everything is in place for you to get paid on time. Secondly, it's a modality thing. By that I mean, once, if you leave it till it's too late, right, till you've done the thing and then you're experiencing vendor's remorse because you can't get paid, it's much more difficult to get the customer's attention because at that point,
they've already done,
over their immediate crisis, which is I needed a vendor to come and do that workshop or sell me that product. So to the extent that you are able, it's very important that you build that in a respectful way into your initial conversations. And if you do it in a respectful way, it's all about being professional, understanding you so that we can work together, so that we can minimize disruption and so on and so forth. Mm. It's possible to have that conversation. Having it later makes it slightly adversarial and can affect the future relationship.
So by now you're thumping your fist on the table and saying, when am I going to get paid? But what about this idea that you will then walk away? You know, if let's say, again, the customer's called you, hey, Simon, I'm in a real bind. I need you to deliver this next week. And then the day before, you don't have the vendor onboarding completed. As I was saying at the beginning, you can see the shopping cart, you know, screenshot in the email, but you don't actually have the purchase order. Do you walk away and say, sorry, you didn't meet my requirements?
You know, salesmen rarely walk away, if the truth be told. The first thing is, and this is not particularly helpful if you're already on the back foot, is you need to have got these things done, and you need to have the discipline not to get carried away with the excitement of being able to provide a product or service to the extent that you ignore these things.
Yes.
So most of the time when I come across this, it's because the vendor, my client, has not had the discipline to ask these critical questions early on in the customer engagement process, asks them as an afterthought, and that's very often because getting paid is kind of an afterthought. You know, the organization is commercially or technically led. So people are experts on the product. They're experts on selling it to people based on features and benefits. But the issue of, you know, well, cutting an invoice and getting paid, this is actually something that's done later by other people. Well, yes. No, it isn't. If you want it to be timely, smooth, cost-free, argument-free, then you need to build this into your process right from the beginning. We've talked a great deal about this, yeah?
Yes.
And we, to conclude, we strongly advocate having a checklist and basing it on counting back from the time that you'll be required to deliver the good or the service so that you can then share it with your customer buyer. You can say, here are the things we need to do. We haven't got much time, Mr. Customer, so I'm going to do this, you need to do this, I'm going to do this. And
That brings up an interesting point, because you know you might feel uncomfortable sending a list of demands to the customer. You know, these are the things that I need you to do before we deliver the product or service. You just said something very interesting. These are the things I will do. These are the things you will do. So you would actually include your own checklist of what you will do.
Yes, I mean they're things that you would routinely do anyway. But here's the thing: you're building a relationship. It's not, I'm going to deliver the service and I need you to do all these things. No, that's not the right thing. I'm a professional organization. Having the checklist makes you a professional organization. We've learned from much experience that if we go through these steps before we start doing work together, it makes the whole thing much easier for you and much easier for us. And because we're a professional organization and you're a professional organization, we'd like to have that conversation with you now and just determine what we're going to do and when we're going to do it and what you're going to do and when you're going to do it and hear those things.
We and you.
Yes.
So not just customer, this is what I'm expecting of you, but also here's what we will do in the meantime.
As a general thing, a big thing in getting paid on time as a whole is that you need to make it a positive experience for the customer. And the less you define it at the front end and the more you make it a last minute conversation, the harder it is to do that. So by having the conversation early in the process and by having it as a friendly conversation, it is respectful, it is professional. This means you can have it and define it and get the things done that you need to be done without creating pressure on the relationship. From the moment you are doing it at the last minute, and this is a huge issue for many companies, it's very difficult not for that not to be a pressure situation for you and for the customer. Not only is that unpleasant, and not only are you getting paid late, it's also going to jeopardize future commercial deals. Because, you know, word is going to trickle back to your buyer. You know, oh, these guys, they're always phoning us and bloody, 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 blah. Well, if you do your homework and you get all this stuff sorted out, and if you demonstrate that you're committed to doing things for the client before you ask them to do things for you, then it's very likely that you can get all of this done in a loving, gentle way and be ready to deliver your service and get paid seamlessly. That's
where we want to get to.
That's the golden nugget.
That's where we want to get to. Share your experiences with us, either in the commentary box nearby the screen or on the Reabu website.